Hello.
This is Crow calling back from customer service. I may help you.
Yeah, how you doing? I have a question about a charge that we had purchased something from your company, and I just
Okay.
can't figure out what it is. And I'm trying to find the I'm trying to find my papers. I got right here in front of me somewhere. It was for $67. It was charged on our account. It's Pure Max. Stuff. I'm looking real hard to find it here.
All right, sir. Well,
Haven't
can we
seen a
start
call
by
back
getting your
here
zip
since.
code so I can try to find your account and see what's going
213.
on?
Yeah. 28466.
Or 28464.
Or it might have been 28464. We got two different addresses.
All right, and can I have your first and last name?
First name is Bob, B-O-B. Last name is Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D.
Okay, Bob Townsend. For some reason, I'm
And I
not.
think it was listed under Rosslyn, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, Townsend.
Okay. Hold on. All right. So can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one she used. P.O. Box 452, Wallace, North Carolina, 28466, or 159 Quell Road, Teaching, North Carolina, 28464.
All right, it was the Quell Road one, sir. I do see an account under, I assume this is your wife, correct?
Yes, it is. And she's right here. We couldn't figure out what it was. I was looking at the bank statement, and we couldn't figure out what it was. So we've had so many different things get stuck on our credit card of late, and we're not saying that it's fraudulent, but we're just trying to figure out, make sure everything's legitimate, and we just could not think of what this was.
No problem, sir. Once the account loads up, I'll go over everything with you, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone because she could hear you, and you could talk to her if you needed to. Okay.
All right. So I do see everything that was charged in the account. Well, on the 29th of September, I do see where your wife entered a sweepstakes to win a cookware set, and there was a $574 fee for the entry ticket.
Okay. Are you familiar with that? No, she's not familiar with that.
I know I get a lot of, what do you say, sweepstakes?
Was it a sweepstakes, you're saying?
Yes, it was a sweepstakes to win a cookware set.
To wear a cookware set.
I get a lot of that stuff on my email.
She says she gets a lot of that stuff on her email. She tries to get rid of it, but apparently it's not. But I was calling about the thing on 12-12, December 12th, the charge 6732. I was trying to figure out what that was.
All right, sir. So if your wife did sign up for the sweepstakes and win the cookware set, it does say that she does have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If she doesn't win, then within the fine print of the website, it does outline that she does agree to a membership. If she does not cancel within a certain time period, I think it's 48 to 72 hours, she'll be charged at full price for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. And the membership does give you a $125 gift voucher to use every month that you are charged. So the $6732, that's for the membership fee.
Okay, we need to get rid of that. We don't need to do that.
Okay, no problem. I can go ahead and cancel the membership for you.
Okay, now can you refund the $6732 back onto the account?
Well, sir, since this is considered a valid charge, I can only give you 35% of the $6732. Is that fine?
No, that's not fine. No, I need the full amount. You already tell me the fine details are in fine print that people probably our age can't read anyhow. So I'm expecting the $6732 to be refunded back.
I do understand your frustration, sir, and it does seem like it might have just been missed. It a lot of people miss it, so don't feel bad. But as company protocol, I can only give you 35%. However, I can give you my family discount and bump it up to 50%. Is that fine?
Well, I just want to get rid of it, you know, and I would really appreciate you just getting rid of it by giving the full amount, the $67.32. I appreciate your offer of that, but that's not something we're requesting that you do personally or anything. We're asking this for your company. And we're sorry that we didn't notify you in time, but, you know, she was not aware of that. So that's why I'm notifying you right now, because we're calling this into question.
I understand, sir. Unfortunately, it's only company policy that I can only give you up to a 50% refund.
Okay, well, I need to speak to your supervisor then.
Well, sir, our supervisors go by the same protocol, so they would tell you the same thing.
Well,
we'll just take that and we'll turn it into North Carolina.
Yeah, we'll take that amount, and then for the other part of the balance that you're not refunding, I'll make a complaint to the North Carolina Attorney General's office for possible fraud of this. So how much are you going to refund, and when will you do that?
All right, sir. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. I'll speak with the supervisor real quick.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You don't see these things.
I did open that up. I did remember opening it up. Not that particular one, but I'm sure I did. Because I just wanted to, it's the same thing you say you get all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That you've won something.
I just delete them all.
Well, I do too now, but that was.
Yeah.
I'm always fucking up.
No, it's
not. All right, sir. So I've spoken with the supervisor, and they allowed me to let you have your full refund back. So I go ahead and process that, and that should return to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
And this ends the membership that got into place, though. We're no longer a member of this. Whatever this is, right?
No, sir. I've already canceled your account for you. Is there anything else I can do?
No, that's all. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
All right,
it.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.